We have a guest joining us by phone this morning. Jackie Bolt is with the Des Moines Area Community College and their Business Resource Group. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
Very good. We want to talk a little bit this morning about the Dream Big, Grow Here competition. This is growing itself, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been going for a few years, and we're continuing on again in the state, throughout the state.
How did this ever get started in the first place?
It actually is a part of the University of Northern Iowa's My Entrenet program, and something that they started and then has kind of continued and grown over the years, where there are regional competitions throughout the state of Iowa, and then each region hosts their own little competition, and then the winner of those go on to compete at the statewide competition.
Well, it's an interesting idea, but it seems like it's well-received. It's been backed by a lot of folks. You have some partners in this.
Definitely. The lead sponsor is the Iowa Bankers Association, and other statewide sponsors would include the University of Northern Iowa, My Entrenet, Iowa Farm Bureau, Renew Rural Iowa, Iowa Economic Development Authority, VentureNet, Denta Delta of Iowa, and the Technology Association of Iowa.
Well, that's a lot of partners. So obviously you're doing something right there.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah, when you get a lot of folks to jump in on this. Well, now, as a business solutions consultant, you see a lot of things, I'm sure. You see businesses succeed for reasons that are pretty obvious. You see businesses probably fail for reasons that are pretty obvious. So what are you looking for in this? Are you looking for someone already established or people who are kind of just getting started?
Well, each region is able to kind of set some of their own requirements, although we're pretty similar. Our focus is on small businesses. And again, like you said, you know, a lot of businesses succeed for certain reasons. A lot, unfortunately, fail. And this is an opportunity for businesses to really receive a grant with no strings attached. You know, a lot of the times we hear people kind of, you know, asking for where's some of that free money. And this truly is that opportunity. You know, they receive a lot of publicity. It helps with the marketing. But then each region is able to, like I said, select some of their own criteria. So our region, the DMAC Business Resources Competition, there are certain counties you must be a part of. You must be 16 years or older. It has to be a for-profit business and then have between 2 and 99 employees.
Do you get a wide variety of types of businesses that will get involved in this type of competition?
Yes, definitely. Last year, our competition, we had everything from community gardens to restaurants to people creating 3D printers to daycares. I mean, it's really across the board.
You know, it's interesting, and it's always fun in a job like yours, I guess, to see a lot of the different ideas that might come across the desk. Are there any bad ones, or is it just bad execution sometimes?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a bad idea. Sometimes, like, you know, it's the right place at the right time, the right resources at the right time, and just taking advantage of opportunities and really, I think some of it is just learning what resources are available. That's definitely part of what our department does as well. You know, we really try to focus on some of those small to medium businesses and finding ways that we can provide services or resources to them that they might need.
Well, with the Dream Big, Grow Here contest, obviously it's a contest, so there are winners involved in this, and there are prizes attached to this. But aside from that, is the hope to get out more information to folks that there are resources out here? I assume there are people that start businesses that still aren't aware of all the different types of resources that are available to them so they can succeed.
Definitely, yes. The winners of our competition, you know, they receive the publicity, but then they also have access to business coaching, free business coaching services. And definitely those are things that we will talk with our contestants about. Even if they don't win, they can participate in those. So we try to let them know, you know, what resources are out there for them. Even our final pitch-off or our regional pitch-off, we are doing in association with the Technology Association of Iowa and their Tech Brew. And the people who come to that, it's a wide variety of entrepreneurs that really are just kind of here to help. And so we're hoping that the the participants in the pitch-off and even the non-participants will want to come and receive some feedback and just really find some people who are willing to help them kind of in whatever areas they may be looking for.
I bet just having the opportunity to stand up and do that pitch-off by itself is a pretty good learning experience, especially for some of those folks who are now in sales because they're trying to sell a product or service and maybe don't have a lot of experience in sales.
Definitely. We kind of try to get a wide variety of judges that participate, and their goal is to provide feedback. In our last regional pitch-off, the judges really, even the non-winners, you know, they made a lot of contacts with the non-winners and just said, here's how I can help you. So even if they don't win, they can still walk away with some contacts and some resources that they can start working with immediately.
You bet. Well, I want to talk about some of the other details about this too, but folks will be able to learn more. You've got some meetings coming up. I know you had one Wednesday, just this past Wednesday, August 21st in Newton, but you've got a couple of more meetings coming up here in the near future for folks to be able to learn more about the program.
Correct. Friday, August 30th, we are hosting kind of an informational session meeting at the DMAC Carroll campus, and that will be from 9 to 11. And then Thursday, September 5th, from 3:30 to 5:30, we will host one here at the DMAC Ankeny campus. And what we are hoping to do with those is just provide answers to questions people may have, to provide some technical support as the first portion of the contest is an online voting, so we want to make sure that they are aware of how all of that works. And then last year, what we really found are that the companies that were successful really took the competition and they kind of integrated it into their own marketing strategy. So they found ways to get those votes, and they found ways to really make the contest a big part of their community and a big part of their business, and that really helped drive the votes. And again, whether they won or not, it did help with their publicity and their promotions. And so that's kind of some of the angles that we're trying to provide in those informational sessions as well. How do you go out there and get some of those votes, and what are some of the tactics that they can use?
Sure. Well, and I think the neat part of this is the early voting in this is online voting by the general public. So you're getting immediate feedback to whether or not you've got a great opportunity out there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, that's because it's just so good to be able to get that feedback right away. And, of course, then they're going to move on into that. Now, the important thing are the dates coming up because application time is coming rapidly, and then it's going to turn around very quickly into voting time as all this gets going. It's a lot closer than we realize.
Mm-hmm. It will come quick. Any contestants can submit their application starting September 3rd at 8 a.m., and they can do that anytime between September 3rd and September 27th at 5 p.m. You would go to the Dream Big Grow Here website, and there is an online application that they would fill out. They can contact us with questions on that. The application does allow them to upload a video, upload pictures, so anything that will help them kind of promote their organization and their dream, essentially. You know, what do they want to do with this business, and what would they do with the $5,000 prize? And then those will be approved and kind of checked over during that time period. All of the applications will go live then starting October 1st, and it will be up for voting for a two-week period.
Yeah, the really neat thing about this is that everybody who gets involved in this is a winner. I mean, even if you don't win the cash prizes and the opportunity to get whatever, you're getting publicity, you're getting exposure. They're probably getting some pretty good advice, too.
Definitely, yep. And that's our hope, that they'll make some connections along the way. You know, we're hoping to connect them again to some of those community resources, and really ideally just to connect them to each other as entrepreneurs. There's probably different things that they've been through that maybe they would only experience and have some firsthand advice for. So hopefully they can connect as a competitor, but also as a resource as well.
Well, some valuable information there to pick up. The website again is just simply www.dreambiggrowhere.com, and you can find out more information and also find out the registration information there as well. If they have any questions, Jackie, can they contact anyone?
Yes, they could contact me directly. I would be happy to provide that information and answer any questions I could.
Great. Well, good luck with the contest and the competition this year and the opportunity for folks to really learn a lot more about their own skills and their own futures as well. It's good to build like that. Thanks a lot for your time.
No problem. Thank you.